All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my session, Simplify Your PPM Implementation with Proven Real-World Approaches. Well, it's kind of a big title for a small session. We have 20 minutes, so I hope I can give you one impression how we, with Campana and Schott, approach you as a customer and how we implement together PPM. PPM, the portfolio and project management solution from Microsoft. My name is Markus Waldinger. I work as a manager for Campana and Schott. And when I say simplify your PPM implementation, then basically I'm here to present you the experience of over 20 years, of over 200 employees, over 800 PPM implementations in the last years. You will see that slide as well. Maybe you have seen it in the keynote where we presented as a partner as well. Campana and Schott, actually a global Microsoft project partner. And when you look at that tile on the lower left corner, it's kind of my agenda, actually. So I was born and raised in Stuttgart, started work in Berlin for Campana and Schott, then in Frankfurt, back to Stuttgart, and now I transferred to the States. So when you work with us together and we will present PPM at your place, probably you will work together with me. Implementing a PPM tool, this can have different reasons why you actually want to do that. Either you're on an earlier version, Project Server 2007, 2010, and you want to migrate to 2013 or even to Project Online. Maybe you don't have a central PPM tool, or maybe you're using one of the biggest competitors of Microsoft Project. Who knows, what is the biggest competitive product of Microsoft Project? Exactly. Excel, the biggest competitor. Because with Excel, you can track your projects, track your tasks, not in the same way as with a full PPM solution, but it gives you the opportunity to track your tasks. With the PPM solution, it's not only about project management, it's also about the portfolio management. So you want to know what's going on in your business. What are the people using? What are they working on? How or where are your resources actually assigned to what project? So one part is bringing the project management into your organization. Next part, bringing the projects together to a portfolio. Third part is build a portfolio reporting out of that. And I think quite a few of you have already experienced some of those challenges. It's not only about the methodology that you use a new software tool. Normally, there's also a change of your organization that comes with it. And to help you, to support you with that change of organization, we have a framework. We call it a CS Perseus. I will tell you a little bit more about that later. That means our approach, kind of our German roots is process driven, so we really like process in Germany. And I'm very happy to present that here in the States as well. But it's also customer driven. So what are your requirements? What are you want to achieve with such a system? It's your tool. It will be your tool. You have to use it. You will have to benefit from it. And the whole success of such an implementation, well, it's measured by the users. Are they willing to go into the system? Are they willing to enter data? Do they experience the same look and feel from other applications they want to use? And at the end, if you have users who really like the system, who wants to enter the data, you have a good data quality, you have a good system, and we have a success. So CS Perseus is kind of a stage gate process. We start with a plan phase. We perform design workshops with you. So now we have Project Online as a great platform in place. We set up an instance for you. We try to configure already some use cases for you. Then we go through those use cases, and we will then define a design together. After that, we work on the functional design, the descriptions, some technical stuff. We go through that with you so that you should have a good picture what you can expect from the system, what you can use in the system, and how it works. Sometimes we can already set up a prototype for that part, or sometimes we provide some mockups or some data models to review that kind of specification. Let me ask you another question. Yesterday, I had a session together with a customer where we implemented a prototype for project management with a workflow, with some portfolio management in place, and resource management. How long do you think it will take us to provide such a prototype? Who thinks it will take us 3 months or more? One, okay. Who think it will take us 3 weeks? No one? One, okay. Actually, we did a prototype in 6 days because Project Online was able to give us the platform, so we hadn't to deal with any hardware requirements, with any software requirements, with any licenses. We simply rolled out Project Online, set it up some workflows, some portfolio management, some resource management, and then we were able to kick off the design sessions and to work together with the customer. After the design session, when we have a design, functional design validated by you, we will start building the application, implement the solution. We will go through some validation phases, some verification phases. This also includes user acceptance tests, basically with the stakeholders, with the key users, and of course, the people who will use the system. After all those two phases, we are coming to the run phase. That means for us, we have a go live, we have a productive system, and we don't leave the company. We will support you setting up everything as you need, because here comes the organizational change into the game, where the people are facing a new system, some new functionalities, so they need training. They need to prepare their data. They have to work with the system, and they, well, then will like it. But for us, it means that we also enable you. So establish a support desk, establish operation and maintenance, and then step by step, we will hand over the application, the administration, and everything to you. What I like with this approach, I mentioned already, kind of a process-driven approach. We have some flexibility, especially for the build phase. We are also able to have a more agile approach. So when we know the scope, when we know the rough design, then we go through different iterations, maybe use case-based. So the first thing we will set up is a template for your schedules that you're able to enter all the data you want to. Next step could be establish resource management. So identify generic resources, identify the resource managers, and then give you the ability to assign those resources to the schedules. Next step would be portfolio management, for example. And all those things, of course, they depend on each other, but with a kind of agile approach, we can do that on a weekly, bi-weekly basis. So this depends on you as well. And it depends, of course, what processes you already have in place in your company. So I already talked a little bit about the acceptance of such a PPM system. It's just a short session today, but I wanted to give you a quick introduction how it could look like, how we get the people on board with the usability of the new PPM functionality. So basically, we already mentioned Excel as one of the biggest competitors. There are other tools around, I think mostly all the tools are able to provide a task list or a spreadsheet. So this would be one starting point. Having a project server 2013 with SharePoint Server 2013 in place, you can actually start with any kind of structured data, in this case an Excel file, publish it to a SharePoint site before you turn it later in a project. So you would start work on your task list as well, maybe collect some documents as well, and then later, when you think, now I'm ready, now we have the good basis, then you can turn some task lists into real projects, and you can start enter some project attributes. And then, in the third stage, you would actually turn them into the enterprise projects. Those are the projects we already know from Project Server, so full editable in the web with the client as well, full resource management capabilities, and all those things that are going on. Now we'll try to demonstrate that small approach just to give you an idea how it could look like. So this is a project web app hosted on Project Online, pre-configured with some kind of data with a project demo pack. If you're interested, just step by at our booth. We can set up something similar for you as well. So let's imagine this is just a SharePoint site collection. For a moment, we just forget about project. We just think about SharePoint. We go to site contents, and we will create a new SharePoint site. Simple title, and I use some SharePoint template, standard team site, and we'll set up this site. This can take a few seconds. And then on that side, I will demonstrate to you how actually to turn an Excel sheet into a project. Yes, question? A good average for a PPM implementation is 3 to 4 months when we talk about the standard functionality. When you're more interested into dashboard reporting, can take a little bit longer, but 3 to 4 months is a good time. Good. We have our project site here. This is simply SharePoint collaboration, so I could put some documents on there, and I will do that with a task list. And then I already have a task list on a SharePoint site, and I could start working with that. I also want to work on a deadline, so I want to schedule my task. I want to have them in place, so I will add a SharePoint feature called working on a deadline. When I do that, a task list will be created, a calendar will be created, and that's a good start and a basic start for creating a project. Next step would be set up the tasks. So I use the Excel file I promoted before to that Project Online tenant. Just for the example, we will use here the first part. Let's go back to our site. And hopefully the copy paste will work. I tried that several times today. Funny. Can't recognize the tasks right now. Okay, but I'm prepared. I will change to a different demo project and show you the functionality there. So we have here a lot of demo data, as you can see. I will quickly select the right one for us. This should be good. And here we can then see the project side where also the tasks are published. And yeah, let's open here the task list. We also have actually the kind of a project plan here in the web application. So what I tried to do before on my little copy-paste action here is here already set up. So if you don't mind, I will just try to do that manually and hopefully have some success here with that system as well. That's the funny things when you do some presentations. You try it 3, 4, 5 times in the morning. It was the third thing I tried this morning, and it did work. I should have recorded that, so I could have presented you the video just to prove my point. But, well, sometimes it just doesn't work how it should. So let's imagine that task was created by a copy and paste action. And the second one as well. And then you're actually able here in the system also to work with that task list in a very similar way as with the project client, for example. That little shortcut with the Alt-Shift key to indent and outdent some functionalities works here as well. So we have a project side. We started with a SharePoint side. We put a document there. We created some tasks. And maybe 2, 3 weeks later, we are able to go a step further and connect that task list to a project, actually. So let's go back to our PWA. One second. And there we have a feature that is called Create or Import Projects. So when I click on that one, I can see my already created SharePoint sites. And here in the list, I will now have the project conference marketing as well. I select that one. And I will add now the SharePoint list actually to my project server. So this is the first step where project server comes into place. And that project should now show up here in the project center as well. Hopefully I wasn't too fast. Here we go. We have the project. We can click on it. And now we also have the project server functionality. So the project details are coming with it. We can go to them as well. And we can actually assign enterprise project custom fields to it. So this is one way to approach customers or to give them an easy way to collect data and not to overwhelm people with the full functionality. Just start simple, step by step. And when we do that, we have different approaches as well. So when you look at the first arrow here, the CS evaluation, this is all about project online. So you get a tenant for 1 or 2 or 3 months. We will support you with some design workshops, some use cases. We will have some regular calls. And if you want to go one step further, we can provide you with a proof of concept. If you already have some implementations in place and you're looking for more functionality, then we have a set of best practices, some pre-configured reports, some pre-configured views, to support you in your processes as well. And then the last step, so-called CS enhancement, if we talk about some resource management workflows, some program management workflows, or even an integration with your SAP or PeopleSoft systems, then we have here some apps and products for you in place as well. So this is, in a very short time, a quick view on the PeerCIS framework to address you, to work with you on a PPM implementation. Just keep in mind, it's process-driven, customer-driven, but also a agile approach is available. And yeah, it's all about you and your tool and your requirements, and we are very happy to help you and support your processes with our tools. Thank you. Any questions? All right. Then, last thing to say, just step by at our booth, get your badges scanned, you have the chance to win a Surface Pro 2. And enjoy the rest of the conference.